This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Redis, the company behind the incredibly popular open source database. If you're tired of managing open source Redis on your own, or if you're looking to go beyond just caching and unlocking your data's full potential, these folks have you covered. Redis Enterprise is the go-to managed Redis service that allows you to reimagine how your geo-distributed applications process, deliver, and store data. To learn more from the experts in Redis how to be real-time right now from anywhere, visit snark.cloud/Redis. That's snark.cloud/REDIS.
The releases are coming fast and furious now. I would absolutely not be able to keep up without the unsung heroes of the last week in AWS Community Slack. There's also a video up that you should definitely take a look at if you haven't already. I'm looking forward to both the Expo Hall Nature Walk kicking off from Fortinet's booth today at 1 p.m. sharp, as well as buying you all many rounds of drinks at Atomic Liquors starting at 8:15 and ending when I basically collapse from exhaustion. There were some noteworthy announcements that came out yesterday. I'm not going to go through all of them. There are plenty of other places to do it. But here are the ones that I found interesting and might have, well, either slipped under the radar or occasioned comment. VPC Lattice is effectively a network overlay that means that everything that uses it can wind up talking only over this thing. To be clear, anything using this is known as a VPC Lattice node, pronounced, of course, Lotus Notes. AWS Supply Chain is available for companies that are trying to wind up uploading their supply chain data to Amazon for safekeeping. In other words, they need to both have supply chain issues and be hopelessly naive and give that stuff to Amazon.
This episode is brought to us in part by our friends at Pinecone. They believe that all anyone really wants is to be understood, and that includes your users. AI models combined with the Pinecone vector database let your applications understand and act on what your users want without making them spell it out. Make your search application find results by meaning instead of just keywords. Your personalization system make picks based on relevance instead of just tags, and your security applications match threats by resemblance instead of just regular expressions. Pinecone provides the cloud infrastructure that makes this easy, fast, and scalable. Thanks to my friends at Pinecone for sponsoring this episode. Visit pinecone.io to understand more.
OpenSearch Serverless launched, which scales down to only $700 a month in its smallest idle configuration. Hell with it. Screw it. We're just going to call EC2 serverless now since the word means nothing anymore. And AWS Verified Access has come out, which is a VPN-less way to access things that are corporate resources. I need to dig into exactly what this means. I'm interested. Tomorrow evening is Replay, where I'm going to be hanging around with a bunch of music that goes doof, 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 doof for many hours. If you see me there, please come say hello. Snuggles and Snowbirds, Corey Quinn out.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.